Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. Four juveniles were arrested March 9th in Washington County in connection with criminal damage to property reports in Hanover and Hollenburg. Damage was reported March 8th in Hollenburg at 203 East Street and March 9th in Hanover at Cromie's Market and the Post Office. One of the four juveniles arrested was found to have an outstanding warrant in Leavenworth County and was transferred to their jurisdiction. An Emporia man, 20-year-old Corey Singleton, was booked into the Nemaha County Jail on $10,000 bond related to charges of fleeing or attempting to elude, reckless driving, and driving while suspended in connection with an incident January 12th. Ellen DeKoenig, age 89, of Burchard, passed away Sunday. Funeral service will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at Faith Baptist Church in Pawnee City. Burial at Burchard Cemetery. Visitation will be Friday from 9 to 8 with family greeting friends from 5 to 7 at Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Ellen DeKoenig. Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, tossed salad, pears, and German chocolate cake. Friday, lemon pepper fish, a muffin, baked potato, coleslaw, and rosy applesauce.
The Marysville Chamber of Commerce and AT&T invite you to their annual legislative forum with Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Sharon Schwartz on Saturday at Marysville City Hall. Coffee and rolls will be served at 9, with the forum starting at 9:30. There will be updates from the legislators and time for question and answers at the legislative forum this Saturday at City Hall.
Twin Valley has closed the thrift shop in Beatty, but the warehouse thrift shop in Waterville remains open. They're always accepting donations of good, clean, used merchandise. Drop those items by, or they'll even arrange for pickup for larger lots. Everything donated and that is sold benefits Twin Valley clients. Twin Valley Developmental Centers continues operating the warehouse in Waterville thrift shop. Stop by soon.
That's right, it's Lent. You know what that means. That means it's Fried Fish Fridays at St. Gregory's Parish Hall. You'll enjoy fresh fried fish, scallop, potatoes, veggies, rolls, even dessert. Fridays during Lent from 5 to 7 at St. Gregory's Parish Hall in Marysville. I'll see you there.
KNDY station manager Bruce Dierking saying thanks for listening. Farm and Home Information Radio, KNDY, is more than just saying. Farm and Home Information Radio is what we're all about. The information you need here in farm country to make your day's progress better. We start the day with 7 a.m. news. News blocks 7, 12, and 5, including national news from ABC. State news, both Kansas and Nebraska from the Mid-America News Network, plus local news. We offer an update on the weather, including what's changing in the days ahead. We'll offer information on business, ag, and other related information in our 7, 12, and 5 o'clock hours. Tune for the news blocks on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY FM 95.5, and we're streaming KNDY FM 95.5 24/7 on our website, KNDYradio.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see some increasing clouds across the region for today as a cold frontal boundary begins to work in from the northwest. Those high temperatures still approaching that 60-degree mark by this afternoon coming up. Then turning colder for the night tonight, a slight chance for some rain showers early. Could even mix with some light snow showers as we head later into the night. And still could have some snowflakes mixing in early in the day on Friday. Slight chance for rain into the afternoon. We're back in the upper 40s for highs. And likewise upper 40s into your Saturday. Taking a closer look at your forecast. For today, we'll see some sunshine to start, then increasing cloud cover later into the day with highs nearing 60. Then for tonight, slight chance for some showers early, could mix with some light snow showers later into the night, a low of 32. For your Friday, a slight chance for mixture of rain and snow in the morning, slight chance for rain the remainder of the day, upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Prepare ye to be inspired by songs of friendship, loyalty, and love. Songs based on the Gospel of Matthew. In Concert, Godspell on Palm Sunday, with performances at 2 in the afternoon and 7:30 in the evening at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. An eclectic blend of songs tells the story of Jesus' life. In Concert, Godspell is sponsored by the Marysville Area Community Theater, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative, and Landmark Enterprises Incorporated. Admission is free.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. CDL required, and you must pass the drug test. They offer vacation pay and holiday pay. Call or stop by Marysville Ready Mix, 562-3418. Now hiring a full-time truck driver at Marysville Ready Mix.
At Landall Lanes, you usually hear things like strike, kingpin, headpin, or frame. But on Saturday night, from 8 until midnight, you'll hear the sounds of Linda Ronstadt, Barry Manilow, Neil Diamond, and Johnny Cash. It's time for karaoke with Cowboy Roy. Come out to Landall Lanes on Saturday night and let your voice be heard.
Join the Pony Express Partnership for Children Saturday, April 2nd for their Fool's Day Family Fun Run, a family-friendly 5K and one-mile walk run followed by a light meal. The run begins April 2nd at 3 p.m. Registration deadline to have a shirt the day of the run is Saturday, March 19th. $25 entry fee includes the run. Kids 12 and under run free. Additional meal tickets are available. For details and pre-registration, call Kelly at 747-6584. The Pony Express Partnership for Children. Fool's Day Family Fun Run, Saturday, April 2nd. Again, for details, call Kelly at 747-6584.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Justin at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, command quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, auto track activation. Check out a like-new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple. Or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A voluntary GMO labeling bill failed to receive enough votes yesterday to clear a procedural hurdle. The Senate voted 48-49 against the voluntary labeling proposal by Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts. The Kansas Republican unable to reach a compromise with his committee's top Democrat, Debbie Stabenow, who led the opposition. The bill needed 60 votes to move forward. Now, before the vote, Stabenow said negotiations would continue and she hoped a deal could be wrapped up by the end of the week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voted against the cloture motion, which will allow him to bring up the legislation later should an agreement be reached. Presidential candidates Ted Cruz, Bernie Sanders, along with Marco Rubio, were not present for the vote. The Federal Reserve has signaled interest rate increases are likely later this year. As expected, the Fed chose to leave interest rates at current levels for now following a two-day meeting this week. The The Federal Open Market Committee of the Central Bank said economic activity has been expanding at a moderate pace. Federal Reserve officials say resuming its rate hikes too soon could slow growth or rattle investors again. They now predict just 2 rate hikes this year instead of 4. The Fed's decision, approved by a 9-1 vote with Esther George, president of the Fed's Kansas City regional branch, voting against the move. A statement by the Fed said George favored a 0.25 rate hike now. And the largest ag cooperative predicts more pain ahead for the industry. Carl Casale, CEO of CHS, says net farm income is falling faster than cash receipts, indicating that fixed costs are too high. He said the U.S. farm economy is not at the bottom yet, and CHS, though, is planning to cut expenses this year and will freeze costs over the next 2 years to avoid trimming its workforce. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. It's more than just a slogan. It's what we're all about. We cover agriculture in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. From opening and closing market reports, what's driving the markets, to efforts afront to promote agriculture in the future. The Mid-America Ag Network offers updates every hour. Tune at 50 past the hour for market reports on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5. Expanded agricultural programming in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news hours. Plus, you can find us online now, streaming 24-7. Find KNDY FM 95.5 online at KNDYradio.com. If you're in the agriculture business, or if you're affected by agriculture, tune to KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio.
A temporary setback in the Senate as Democrats blocked the GOP bill on a procedural vote. A key Democrat left the door open for more talks on a compromise. Senate Agriculture Committee Democrat Debbie Stabenow argued the Republican approach to simply paste a phone number or computer code on a label does not give consumers enough GMO information. She swayed most Democrats and a handful of Republicans to deny the 60 votes needed for the bill to advance.
I'll not be supporting Senator Roberts' amendment. And again, he and I think this may be the first time that we have not come to the floor united. It's not for lack of trying. We've been working very hard, and there are differences. But I believe that if we have the opportunity to keep working, that we will be able to get to that spot where we can come together.
Agriculture Committee Chair Pat Roberts says his bill is a compromise that requires a mandatory approach if food makers fail to voluntarily provide GMO information after several years. He stressed both the Food and Drug Administration and earlier Senate bodies rejected mandatory GMO labels. He says the votes against his bill do nothing to stop the, quote, wrecking ball of individual state laws regarding labels.
Voting no today negatively impacts the daily lives of everybody in the food chain. From the farmer who will be pressured to plant fence row of a crop that is less efficient, to the grain elevator that will have to adjust storage options to separate types of grain, to the manufacturer who will need different labels for different states, to the distributor who will need expanded storage for sorting, and to the retailer.
Retailers have estimated mandatory labeling cost of $82 billion a year passed on to consumers. The vote to curtail debate and bring the bill to a final vote, 48-49. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Okay, this is the time, and your Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight. How does that keep happening, you ask? Because of trucks like Ford F-150 with game-changing innovation. Like a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, making it up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost-to-Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial 5-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty classes, full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GBWR.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 28 head of yearling to 2-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease,
and a right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewinberger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. Let's take a peek into the crystal ball and see what the future holds for ethanol after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
Let's bring in the crystal ball and polish it up a little bit and ask Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services to take a peek and tell us what he sees for ethanol production and the export of that product.
I think the global demand for ethanol and the global demand for ethanol byproducts, primarily the DDGs, that has been a very strong part of the component to ethanol plant profitability the last few years, but we're noting a slowdown there with China trying to rid itself of large surpluses of corn there within the country, which is diminishing their appetite for DDGs right now. I think the ethanol industry is quite excited about the prospects of exports of ethanol in the years ahead. As you mentioned, with the kind of a stagnant overall fuel demand here in the U.S. the last few years, we're going to need those exports to continue to maintain strong production in the ethanol industry in the years ahead. And so it'll be interesting to watch, but I know that from what I can tell, the ethanol industry has high hopes right now for building and furthering their export markets.
While we're on the subject of energy and noting how low the price of crude oil has been and no immediate recovery expected there, has that trading impacted the ag commodity markets?
I believe that's undoubtedly the case. It's certainly a very big component in overall commodity price levels. And from my perspective, until we get the crude oil market stabilized and it stops this free fall that we're in, it's going to be hard to justify major rallies in most other commodity categories.
Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services. And how are producers reacting to this bear market? Are they focusing on better marketing techniques or just trying to hold down costs, or both?
I think producers are more attuned to marketing. Over the years, I've watched producers become much more involved in marketing and interested in marketing. Unfortunately, we're in a time right now where price levels are below the cost of production into our second year of that type of an environment right now. It's going to cause financial stress. Highly leveraged operators are feeling it now, and we're seeing the results of that. This fall, there were a number of issues springing up across areas. It'll start to become more of a factor if prices stay below cost here another year. You'll start to see more cracks in the financials and in many situations. I think it's going to take a sharp pencil, and I hear a lot of producers talking about ways, how can we cut costs? How can we do things that keep our costs down in this environment? And I think that's going to be the primary focus.
Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services, back after this.
Our good life in Nebraska and America is tied to agriculture. Americans spend less on food than any other country in the world. Because of that, we can spend more on homes, vehicles, and time with our families. We owe a great deal of thanks to the American farmer for providing safe, healthy, affordable food. During Ag Appreciation Week, the Farmers Cooperative says thank you for feeding the world and keeping our economy strong. Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success. And we are investing in agriculture.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
This
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Top-ranked Kansas was the best team, arguably, in the best league in America. The Jayhawks, winners of the Big 12 regular season and tournament titles, open NCAA tournament play against Austin Peay today around 3 p.m. as the number one seed in the South region. And after a little shock and awe in Dayton, 11th-seeded Wichita State is in Providence to take on 6th-seeded Arizona. Ranked 17th in this week's AP poll and NCAA tournament round of 64. Tonight's game tips off around 8:20 or so. The winners of the Miami-Buffalo game and the WSU versus Arizona game will face each other on Saturday, the time to be announced. Wichita State is making its 5th consecutive NCAA tournament appearance and its 13th overall. Head coach Greg Marshall is dancing for the 12th time. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Okay, this is the time, and your Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight. How does that keep happening, you ask? Because of trucks like Ford F-150 with game-changing innovation. Like a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body making up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost-to-Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial 5-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty classes, full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
In the NBA, Steph Curry scored 34 points, and the Golden State Warriors ran their record regular season home winning streak to 50 games with a 121-85 rout over the New York Knicks. Holy Cross out of the Patriot League and Michigan out of the Big Ten won play-in games last night to advance to the 64-team portion of the NCAA tournament. Robert Champion scored 19 points to help Holy Cross beat Southern University 59-55 for its first NCAA tourney victory in 63 years. In the second play-in, Michigan edged Tulsa 67-62. Chris Young pitched 4 scoreless innings, and Christian Colon snapped a 0-for-23 skid with his first 2 hits as the Kansas City Royals topped the Chicago Cubs 10-0 last night. Young, who pitched out of a bases-loaded 1 jam in the 4th, allowed 2 hits and walked 2 and struck out 5. Colon doubled in the 5th and singled in the 7th. That's your sports report. I'm Stephanie Austin.